Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this special edition of our podcast where we are getting some regional updates from some of our managers around the globe. And today I'm happy to have Patrick here from EMEA to talk about all the great things happening with his team. So, Patrick, how are you? And would you like to give a little introduction of yourself to the team?
Absolutely, Anthony. Thank you for the introduction and obviously the opportunity to discuss the genomics team and the genomics business in EMEA. My role is to head up the commercial organization in EMEA, so I have a wonderful team. Before I go into any detail, maybe I can explain to your audience a little bit about what we are and what we do.
Absolutely. So first, let's start with what is EMEA? What does it stand for? And the areas covered by your team?
Yeah, so EMEA is an acronym, and the EMEA acronym stands for Europe, Middle East, Africa. It also includes India. So we have a pretty big territory. It means we actually do business across many different countries. In fact, in FY26, we transacted business with over 40 different countries. And that obviously requires the need to communicate in multiple languages, handle several different currencies, and all of this with a small team of around about 12 people. Now, the teams, they're all based in the UK. So I'll explain a little bit about the teams. They're all based in the UK, but they have a wealth of Neogen experience between them. And it's made up of the following. We have a customer support team led by Scott. Scott has a team containing Louise, Chris, Sharon, Jenna, Meg, and Joanne. This team interacts with our customers on a daily basis. And I'll explain later why they are one of the big contributing factors to our success in EMEA. We also have a marketing department. Our marketing department is one person, Hannah. She manages everything from marcoms to branding, event management, exhibitions, white papers, social media, lead generation, and all our local marketing activities. We also have a direct sales team of three people. That's Rob, Sharon, and Helena. Each of them have around about a $3 million budget each year. They focus on selling both in the short term, which is Q1 and Q2 in our eyes, but also on growing the business via new customer acquisition. And finally, we have a business development led by Gary, who's been in the organization for more than 15 years. You asked the questions about what we do in EMEA. In EMEA, we focus on all the major product lines and markets, especially bovine, integrated proteins, next-gen sequencing, companion animal, and the specialty businesses. And the size of the region, you can imagine our customer base is very broad, and ranges from some of the largest breed organizations in the world, all the way down to individual farmers and everything and everyone in between.
So you mentioned, your very broad customer base and obviously very diverse as well. What are the key focuses that keep you successful with such a large customer base as we're rolling into this new fiscal year?
Great, great question. And Anthony, you'll hear me say it again and again during this podcast that the primary focus of the EMEA organization is to deliver excellence to all our customers. We do that through customer care, customer quality, customer satisfaction, and customer solving, as ultimately they paved the way for our success. We all know that the success of the business going forward, it's all about retaining and growing our current customer base, as well as focusing on new customer acquisition. It is essential to maintain our current customers, as regaining a lost customer, we all know, is both challenging and almost always more expensive than keeping them in the first place. We know our current customer base is loyal, and they'll continue to grow, but they're unlikely to grow at the rates required by Neogen and Zoetis going forwards. So working both hard and strategically, and spending money where we get the greatest return on our investment is key for FY27 and beyond. It's absolutely imperative that we never lose sight of the customer. And our goal is simple: promise only what we can deliver and then deliver more than we promised.
That's a great business philosophy for all of us to take away, and how we guide our efforts as we continue through FY27 and the transitions that are forthcoming for us. But let's take a step back and let's talk about the big wins that you guys have had in FY26. So we've had a lot of great efforts from teams around the globe. Let's give some recognition to some of the key wins that we've had in EMEA during the last fiscal year.
Okay, perfect. You know, we started FY27 in a strong position after the first month, which bodes really well for the rest of the year. But it's a great question, because FY26 was a roller coaster year. We started the year, as everybody did, with a challenging budget. And at the time, we were also in the unfortunate position having to lose a headcount from an already small team. However, the fantastic news is that we managed to finish FY26 at almost 120% of the original budget, showing strong growth across all the main major markets, including integrated proteins, next-gen sequencing, bovine, and companion animal businesses. There were some exceptional wins in FY26, including securing agreements from our four largest customers who generate between $1 and $2 million each per year. We secured their businesses going forward. And we also onboarded more mid-size accounts. And by mid-size accounts, I mean accounts that generate between $100K and $500K during the year. This latter point is really important, Anthony. It's critical, because it means we have more mid-size accounts, and we're not relying solely on a very small number of extremely large customers. As we all know what happens when we lose a customer like Mars, Danish Genetics, Cobb, or Hendrix, and how difficult it is to replace these revenues in a timely fashion. But to call out your comment, you know, with a few of the big wins this year from the team, we re-signed contracts and agreements with several key customers. Rob got agreements with CRI and Almarai, totaling $1.6 million in beef and dairy. And that is also our largest Igenity Enhanced customer worldwide, I believe. Sharon did a great job in Scandinavia with beef, and in the UK with beef. She also grew a customer called AGR, who was a relatively small customer 2 years ago, to a $2 million customer this year, which was exceptional. Helena, she did a great job in Scandinavia on the aquaculture business, and in the Netherlands with the Dutch equine business. So two accounts generating close to $1 million this year, which means throughout the year, we signed around about 80% of our key accounts on contracts for 12 months and longer. Now, we can talk about the sales team, but also on the marketing side, there's been some amazing wins by Hannah. Her marketing campaigns generated more than 500 quality leads, which is amazing. But what I'd like to call out from marketing, it was more important. What marketing has done, they've changed the narrative and the conversation in FY26. They've moved the conversation away from what is genomics to how much is genomics and when can I start, indicating a significant improvement in market awareness and the readiness to adopt genomics going forward. Obviously, based on those successes, the key now is to continue creating awareness and growing our current customer base to reduce the risk when a large customer leaves and leaves a revenue gap that's hard to fill in the short term. Adding more mid-size accounts lessens this impact, and so growing our current customer plus a focus on new customer acquisition is key to our future success.
So, yeah, well said, and great work to the team. I've had the privilege of, you know, knowing Rob and Sharon, as well as, you know, now that I'm in marketing as well, working very closely with Hannah. And I know those people put a lot of effort into driving success at EMEA, and just so glad to know them and have them as helping drive the boat forward, as it were. So, and diving a little deeper into these wins that we've experienced, what were some of the common themes that you saw around what made you successful, or maybe there were some challenges that had to be overcome to in order to secure those wins?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are absolutely common themes behind the success of any teams. You know, we can try and pull out one theme from a long list of items, for example, hard work, commitment, experience, product knowledge, sales skills, marketing activities, lab operations, quality of service, pricing, etc. But we all know it's a combination of all of the above, i.e. it's teamwork, but always with an eye on the customer. Let me give you an example. We have a key porcine customer. It's a $1.6 million account, so a very large account for us in EMEA. And in my opinion, the key success in retaining this customer is due to customer service, especially Louise. The hard work, daily interactions and special customer relationship that she's built up over the years with this customer means we could maintain the current pricing and also sign the deal for 2 years, which is quite exceptional in the current climate. Now, obviously, that's Louise's impact, but that's been backed up by the efforts from the laboratory, from marketing, from sales, from finance, logistics and business development, again, showing that teamwork is absolutely key. Obviously, throughout the year, the sales team have demonstrated a persistence, a patience and a continued determination to provide solutions to the customer, supported by customer services and operational excellence. Again, teamwork, meaning we can be very confident of retaining these customers going forward. The second part of your question, Anthony, was regarding, you know, some of the upsides and some of the downsides. FY did show some challenges, including losing two key customers. And we also saw serious pricing pressure from the competition. However, we overcame these issues through solid teamwork, because that's our role and our responsibility and our job to do that. We're an organization that never wishes to lose a customer, but it's critical to understand that if we lose a customer, we actually learn from that experience to reduce the risk of it happening again. So two of the lessons that we've really learned well in FY26 was, firstly, let's better understand where we spend our time and energy, and equally important, where we don't spend our time and energy. And secondly, I think what's really key is knowing when to walk away from deal and say no, because all business is not necessarily great business. It's all about the focus and the return on the investment that our activities bring to the table. As our goal as a company, our goal is to solve customer problems and provide them with solutions, but we have to ensure that's done at an acceptable profit level to the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely need that level of evaluation. Is this good for us across the long term? And we should have those measuring sticks in place to help us, you know, apply our efforts in the most strategic way possible. But, you know, speaking of future and strategy and work, we're getting closer to the divestiture finish line each day. What words of inspiration do you have for your team, as well as the rest of the regions, as we travel towards this new horizon?
I'd say it's absolutely a great way to bring the podcast to somewhere of a close, because we know we're extremely close to the next phase of the genomics revolution with Zoetis. The future's bright, the future's orange, is what I would say. It's been a long process, and it's added anxiety and uncertainty to a lot of people over the past year. We know that. But anybody who's been in NeoGen for more than a few years will know that this divestiture is extremely good news for all of us in genomics. We know that. Our customers also told us the same thing. They've been overwhelmingly positive about the acquisition by Zoetis. We started this year strongly, and we continue to focus on the business to ensure we demonstrate our capabilities to Zoetis in real revenue terms. But we also know that there'll be new challenges and new opportunities within Zoetis going forwards. Luckily, having such a strong genomics team today means we're in a great position to take advantage of these opportunities going forward, should we wish. You know, we will embrace the change of FY27. However, let's remember, it's business as usual today, and business continuity is key to our success. We need to stay focused on closing out Q1, as this will form the basis of our success in FY27. So FY27 has started, as I told the team yesterday, and we will continue to win if we follow the following simple metrics. Firstly, focus on a smooth business continuity. Secondly, keep the customer front and center in everything we do. Thirdly, protect and grow our current customer base while adding new customers. And finally, position ourselves with a mindset for success, because that's what we can do. The future is bright, and we should all look at the future. Sorry, and we should all look to the future, because there's great things ahead of us. One final point I'd like to mention, I know it's slightly off kilter, is I'd like to say I am very proud of each and every member of the genomics team in EMEA. Yes, they're a real credit to the company, but more importantly, they should all be proud of themselves, as they contribute 100% every day. And for that, they should be applauded.
I couldn't agree more. And, And your message around how we put ourselves in that mindset for success. When we look at this team and the efforts that get put forth by the people in EMEA as well as the other regions, we should have the utmost confidence in the direction we're heading. And we don't need to change ourselves as part of this process. You know, we're doing a good job of how we work now, and we will only shine brighter when we get to this new company and be able to continue to push further and farther than we've ever imagined. So you know, that's kind of my editorialization on the topic, but I appreciate your words of wisdom here, Patrick. Congratulations to you and all of the EMEA team on just continuing to show what genomics is all about and how it can drive impact for the customer, whether it's research-based technology or boots on the ground at the farm level. You guys take service and science to the next level. So again, I'll say thank you and wish you well as we continue on this new venture.
No, I very much appreciate the opportunity to share the comments about the EMEA team, because they're a great team. I know they don't get much visibility from time to time. They're an excellent team and they're committed 100% to moving forward. And as I said, the future is bright. Nobody has any concerns about moving forward. And come September the 1st, in theory, it's going to be a great day for the organization in genomics, because it will take us to the next level.
All right. Well, thanks, team, for listening in. Thank you again, Patrick, and we'll catch you all on the next one.